Have you found any way to confirm Hillary Clinton's, what I call a fabrication, that 17 intelligence agencies have confirmed that Russia is responsible for the hacks at the DNC and John Podesta's emails?
Yeah, I was struck by that moment too. It took me a while to remove my jaw from the floor after this mind-boggling display of demagoguery.
But then Chris Wallace fact-checked her.
Yes, he did a creditable job, didn't he?
No, he didn't on that.
He did not. No, I share your sense of irony over that. I mean, this was astonishing. The fact that Wallace did do a fairly decent job on other subjects, helps us grasp the fact that there are certain crucial subjects floating around in this campaign season that cannot be discussed honestly. It's deeply alarming because war with Russia seems to me to be a distinct possibility, a high likelihood with her in the White House, and her aggressive McCarthyite effusion was really, really troubling for that reason. I mean, all we know is that some intelligence officials have been telling the press that Russia's behind the hack. Claiming that 17 intelligence agencies have come to that formal conclusion was stunning.
Yes. And Trump is the exaggerator candidate here. You know, when he talks about unemployment in the inner cities, he starts at 10 or 20, and by the time he's finished his sentence, he's up to 50. We know that Jay Johnson of Homeland Security and James Clapper, the proven perjurer, director of National Intelligence, offered assertions on October 7th that they believe Russia is responsible. They offered absolutely no proof, and to jump from 2 to 17 is a Trumpian leap.
Yeah, it really is. It was worthy of the Donald himself.